This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are taking you up to 6:30 tonight. Thanks to Earl for the update. As is the case, occasionally with the defense of the local footballers, there are times in life where we see loved ones struggle, especially as they get older. The sponsor of this show, the law firm Kondori & Murad, will guide you through the process of managing a health care or financial power of attorney. They can secure guardian or conservatorship for a family member if needed. Schedule a free consultation with the elder law and estate planning attorneys they have. You can do that by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Earl just played a clip from our Noah Brown interview earlier today. We are going to get into that interview again and let you hear some of that coming up in about 10 minutes. He was tremendous. He caught the Hail Mary everybody's been talking about.
Yes, he did.
In town. Danny, the polling, I want to know, I'm curious how people are voting on your poll. Mm-hmm. I've got 27% of respondents saying they think the Commanders' ceiling is a make-the-playoffs caliber team. 65% of people are in that middle bucket, which I think is pretty reasonable, saying this team's good enough to win in the playoffs. And by the way, I don't know how you couldn't feel that way based on what we've seen so far.
Right.
You're baking in the other shoe dropping and them regressing if you don't think they can win a playoff game. They're the number two team in the conference.
Yeah, it's not to say that they will. It's to say they have a matchup this weekend in the playoffs against another playoff caliber team. You give them no shot.
They're good enough.
Really?
Team.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or the third bucket, which is where I am. It's very rare that anybody else is voting on this, but they are good enough to win the Super Bowl. And that less for me is about Washington and more about everybody else. I don't see a super team. I don't think there is an unbeatable team. The teams in the conference that I thought would be really good, San Francisco, maybe Philly or Dallas, none of them are. The Lions are the best team in the NFC. I don't even know if it's particularly close right now. And respectfully, and I'm not a Jared Goff hater, but it's a good team with a good quarterback. There's nothing special or unique or scary about that outfit without them playing better defense at this point. So I actually think they're in the elite. A power ranking comes out today. Where do you have Washington? I saw fifth on NFL's. I've seen fourth to sixth on a lot of them.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. They are every bit as good as anybody else in the league right now.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, any given Sunday, they could lose to Pittsburgh or they could beat Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Other teams that are in their tier, right? Because I don't think there's any juggernaut. I know Kansas City is 7-0, but they've got half the point differential, for example, that Detroit does with, both those teams are at 7 games. So it's not like they're dominating teams. Again, they have a winning pedigree. This is the 2-time defending Super Bowl champ. They're going to the AFC title game again. I'm not criticizing Kansas City. Simply saying they're on kind of cruise control until January. There are a few teams that like to hit that fast forward button, but Washington is in that conversation.
Today is Tuesday. That means Commanders Survivor. You've been voting all day at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. You've booted somebody off the island. You've given somebody immunity. The tabulations are done. Let's get to it. You can vote every Tuesday. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Last week, you kicked Quan Martin off the island. He didn't do anything wrong. Poor kid was just playing a decent
just
football.
Played
game.
Well.
There are only three defenders left. Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, Jeremy Chin. There are still six players on offense remaining. Brian Robinson's immune today, so he'll be safe in the next week. Daniels, Eckler, McLaurin, Brandon Coleman, and Sam Cosmi. And Austin Seibert, the last special teamer, still hanging around. So, first, let's figure out who's going home this week, joining Quan Martin on his way off the island.
This week was a very tough vote, but we are sending off Brandon Coleman, the rookie tackle.
He didn't play? We're deep enough into the season and the team's good enough that if you don't post, you're probably getting sent home, right?
That's where we are. What has he done wrong? Nothing. He's exceeded expectations. They might have found their left tackle of the future. He's been really, really good. you miss time. And when you're 6-2 and there are no villains, right? There's no bad guy. There's no, I cannot wait to vote blank off. You're now having to go, oh, damn, it's this guy? Like, that's rare this point of the year. Usually it's the last couple of weeks where it's like, oh, I love Terry.
Clary, sorry to put you on the spot here, buddy, but may I ask, was there anybody else that got a lot of votes?
Yes, actually, Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler was second in voting, I believe. Here, I can tally this up real quick.
Friend of the program.
What?
Friend of the program got around 15 votes, but Brandon Coleman, I believe, by count right now, he got around 35 votes.
All right, so rough math there. 35,000 votes to 15,000 votes.
Mm-hmm. Percentage.
34 million votes. 60. 2 million votes. Million.
Divided by.
So it sounds like it was very close. It was very close.
Yeah. Very close.
All districts reporting.
Wow. All right. That means Darius is going to tell us who's getting immunity this week.
And what I will tell you is that it was not very close. When you have a rib injury all week and you go out there and battle and play and throw the game-winning Hail Mary, you get immunity. Jaden Daniels, number 5.
Jaden Daniels.
With the immunity this week.
I believe that kid, JD, or is it that kid, Jaden?
That kid, Jaden.
That kid, Jaden.
Yeah.
378 total yards will do it, oftentimes. Yep.
378.
Sorry, Bob.
By the way, that was the quietest 378 in the world. But I guess you get 52 on the final play.
Sure.
But even still, 320, all-purpose? That was pretty quiet, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
No points, no touchdowns. A lot of drive stalling. It felt frustrating. People are complaining about the offense at points of the game.
And yet, here we are.
They had the best game against that Bears defense that any offense has had. In fact, they ended up with their most yards gained in any game this season. I think the Hail Mary gets the assist.
Helps you there,
probably.
Yeah.
But still, Jaden Daniels making plays. That's the thing, man. He's got the easy button playmaker, Gene. So there's going to be some stuff left on the field, maybe. Especially as a rookie, as a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have 2, 3, 4 decisions you want back or drives or whatever. Never puts the ball in harm's way ever. And he's inevitable. At some point, he is going to make a play to change the game. It's going to happen.
It's those, like some of those little moments that get lost. Like I can't get over the one where a defender is bearing down on him from behind. The guy dives and Daniels goes, I know that the person probably dove at my feet. I don't know how I know that, but I know. I'll just do this little Super Mario high step like I'm breaking a brick over my head thing and leave the guy in the dust casual as I look down the football field. Like, how? How do you know how to do that? Like, there's no way to see the person. You just kind of know. You sort of feel it. It's because you're a Jedi with the Force? I have no idea, but he's got it.
Have you seen the photo from that, by the way? That's an incredible photo. Whoever took that should make a lot of money. The linebacker, TJ Edwards, is literally face in grass while Jaden Daniels is in the air.
Oh, it looks
looking
amazing.
just smooth and cool and calm. What an unbelievable
photo. Just hit it out and then kept moving.
That whoever took that picture, I agree. It's got to be their best sports picture that they've taken because that's going to be sold for years and years and years. You guys haven't seen that. It is time for a Capitals power play as we get ready for hockey tonight. Now, remember to hear part of our Noah Brown interview from earlier today. Keep listening because we'll get to that in just a moment. But to get you ready for some puck, Dylan Strome leading the Capitals with 9 points. Connor McMichael through 7 games, 8 points has been fantastic. A team-high +6 in scoring differential on the year among the forwards. Ovi looking for goal number 3. Tough customer in net tonight. In Shesterkin of the Rangers, maybe the best goalie in the league. This is a good New York team.
They're real good.
National TV. Nice little litmus test. If the Caps win again tonight, we got something developing here.
This is one of them low-scoring affairs, at least on paper. The Rangers have only given up 16 goals on the season, and they are 6-1-1, 13 points second in the Metro. That is a good club, so you work it out for you. There's not many nights off in the NHL these days.